This speaker comes from Galway, which is in the west coast of Ireland, and you'll hear those very classic southern Irish features, for example, the clear L, the roticity, so the R's being pronounced in all places and spaces in a word. Have a listen to final T's, which get slight aspiration. So, for example, a word like plot, you'll hear that slight aspirated quality after the final T. If you go through the recordings and listen to his free flow speech, you'll hear more strongly the Irish features coming through.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore her youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucus' head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time. You waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when you have a low profile. Meek words. Acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep up your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones. They're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps. I don't care. But Creon is the king. You rant at him. Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. I am from Galway in the west of Ireland, just by the coast of the Atlantic. There's a bay beside my house, comes in where a lot of fishers live. And a lot of tourists come and they travel from this bay to the Aran Islands, famous islands where a Hollywood film was made in the 20s called The Man of Aran. And ironically, it wasn't actually realistic. It was supposed to be a documentary, but they staged it all and made the Aran Islanders out to be these ancient, strong men of the past who hunt sea creatures. So it's quite a funny film to watch, not a fair representation. But it's quite a scenic place in the summer. Highest rainfall, close to the highest rainfall in Europe, so if you like rain, come to Galway. And I have three sisters and a brother, raised Catholic, like every good Irish person. And I went to a Jesuit school, played music, and fell in love with theatre and acting when I went to university. Joined the rowing team in school as well and got a scholarship to university, got by, very much enjoyed rowing, joined the Irish team, moved to Cork. They have a very different accent in Cork, higher pitched, different people, more nationalistic, I think, but strong heritage, strong Irish speaking areas in Cork, which was interesting to find, and find the interesting differences in Gaelic between the West and the South. Very different dialects of Gaelic.